The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
If you just turned the radio on, I asked a question about kids turning their phones in when they get to school. And the reason I did that is because of a girl named Adriana Kutch who took her own life after over a year of incessant bullying. These kids were pushing her, beating her, throwing it up on social media. Parents complained, continued to happen, but also having that one emergency phone in each class. Because as a mom, I do want to be, and maybe I'm a little helicopter parentish, but
I get what you're saying because of what happened with this girl, you kind of want to have everybody lose their cell phone. I don't know if I can agree with that.
I just don't know if it's possible. I mean, I think of like all the people who are like the teachers who are getting beat up when they try taking kids' phones away. Yeah. So
if you don't take it in a classroom, then I don't even got to worry about it. I'm talking when you walk in, you turn it into a locker. They do it at the Bruno Mars show.
They're not going to stop.
They do it at Dave Chappelle's show.
Yeah, those are grown adults. You're going to stop teenagers from sneaking them in.
I get it, but you got to follow rules. And if we establish this rule, then you get in trouble. All right, so line two, ma'am, you've been on hold for a minute. How do you feel about this discussion?
Dana, the fact that you would even suggest this, that to turn their phone in, it has my blood boiling.
What? Why?
I need to be able to contact my son, or he needs to be able to contact me if something is going down at their school.
We'll put an emergency phone in every classroom. I said that.
Just
I understand.
Like they used to have.
An emergency phone for 25 to 30 kids? What? When am I going to get the call if my kid is okay?
These kids are filming things. They're fighting. They're terrorizing people.
We didn't have all the problems they have at schools now.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't have one thing. We didn't have one thing in particular.
What are you talking about, automatic? Just
school shootings, Dana.
Yes, you put an emergency phone in every single room.
But if he has his cell phone, he can at least text me, hey, mom, there's a shooter on campus, but I'm fine. We're locked in our room. We're okay.
And that's what emergency phones are for in each classroom, like I said, over and over again. But when the kids have the phones on them, they interrupt teachers. Kids are cheating, and the bullying has gotten out of control.
I think all those things existed when I was in high school, and I didn't have a cell phone.
Dana, somebody brought a BB gun to my kid's school last week in the morning, and I did not find out until the afternoon. And how would I was like, my son, was he scared? Did he know the person? Was he around that person? Like, I had no idea. But he's not allowed to have his cell phone in his class. He has to lock in his locker. I'm having this issue right now with his school. Like, he needs to be able to have it on him. Now, I understand it's not for texting. It's not for, hey, we're going to McDonald's today. Are you okay? Is there an emergency? Can I come get you?
But that's what's happening. Children are abusing the use of their phone. And automatic, you said, how is that not going to change things? How is it going to change things? Because when you went home, it was over. These kids have to live with it 24 hours a day on their phone.
I can agree with that.
The abuse, psychological, it's not going to stop it. But at least I don't have to think about it. This little girl for a year and a half was beat and pushed and bullied. And it's just one person. We're talking about hundreds.
I think a lot of things failed, though, besides the phone. I think that
number one, the phone, take it away.
The principal, the parents, her friends, I think a lot of people failed.
All of it, you're right. But at least if you take the phone away, she doesn't have to live with it all the time in her face. You got a break when you left school. These kids get no break. And we're sitting here talking about cell phones protecting us from guns, protecting our children from mass shootings with cell phones. That's a topic for another day. I don't even want to talk about that. 877-730-DCS1. I would love to hear from teachers, too. How do you feel about asking children and their parents to turn their phones in when they enter school grounds, when they walk inside the building, and then when you leave, you get it back. But we have emergency phones in each classroom. I think it should be a broader discussion another day.
The Parents Court!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of your favorite food delivery services is giving away a BMW.
Ooh, hey.
Big food news today. Ooh. Time for Hottest Hashtags on your Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. The Burnt Tortilla.
All right, Griselda, currently on Netflix. Incredible series. DJ Automatic and I binged it. We were hooked. No pun intended. About obviously Griselda Blanco, Sofia Vergara's role. She said, I'm very proud of the work, but this woman is not a hero. She was a bad person. $80 million worth of cocaine.
Damn.
She moved every month. for years.
She was a boss, that's for sure.
Well, that was a, she was bad, though. She was responsible for a lot of murders, traffickers. She was just not a good person.
With all that said, that makes sense why we love that series.
Exactly, right? It's like Scarface.
I mean, it's interesting.
Sopranos, all of it. Yeah, we love
that. I wouldn't want to live that life, but yeah, it's fun to watch it.
It's a rags-to-riches story, but congratulations to Sofia Vergara. Rotten Tomatoes just announced that Griselda surpassed Modern Family when it comes to positive reviews.
Which I thought it was good. I didn't think it was great.
Oh, I loved it. I thought Sofia Vergara showed that she is a true actress. She deserves some kind of award or something for it.
Are we comparing Modern Family to Griselda?
Yeah, I don't understand the comparison. But
because she was in it, and it's one of the most positively reviewed series on Netflix. And for it to surpass Rotten Tomatoes, this is a big deal.
I was like, I must have missed a lot of Modern Family. I don't remember any of the Griselda content.
When the Coke deals were going down.
Yeah, that didn't happen. It didn't happen. Go to Dana Cortez on Instagram for more deets on Griselda. Food news, DJ Automatic.
DoorDash is giving away a BMW.
Let's order.
All you got to do is watch the big game. So when their commercial airs, you have to go to DoorDashAllTheAds.com, enter your name there. The next day, they're going to give one lucky winner everything that aired during the Super Bowl.
Whoa. So you get every one person wins all the things that they advertised.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Well, see, here's our excuse to order DoorDash and maybe possibly win a free car.
Here's the catch. You don't have to order it. You just got to go enter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because it's a sweepstakes. It's against the law for them to make you buy something.
Yeah, so somebody's going to win every single thing that airs during the
Super Bowl. I feel like I'm going to miss the commercial. I always do. I'm going to turn around and eat a little sausage weenie. And
well, they're not going to pick the winner until the next day.
Oh, right, I can't wait for those little sausage weenies.
DoorDash getting everybody to... Remember them little... I don't know about them little weenies. The barbecue weenies at the game?
Yeah, my favorite thing about Super Bowl parties,
dude. Dude, you and my dad, he used to love those things. They're so gross to me.
I just don't like them either, Automatic. We can agree on that. Little weenies have never been my thing. All right, National Day, Anthony H.
All right, let's go ahead and shout out the tater tots. National Tater Tot Day.
I can get down with a tater tot.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite way to eat a papa? A potato.
Anyway, I love potatoes.
Mashed up, baby. I like me some mashed potatoes.
French fried. Those are my favorites for sure.
And of course, we'll wrap it up with Black History Month.
Okay, so I want to talk about someone I think everyone should do their Googles on. Despite years of discrimination, Jose Celso Barbosa became one of the first black doctors in the U.S. and U.S. territory, Puerto Rico. Oh. So he was denied entry to Columbia University because of his race, but Michigan University finally accepted him, where he graduated valedictorian. But because he was a black man, they did not give his papers to him till after graduation because they didn't want him giving his speech.
Oh.
But he went on to become one of the most accomplished physicians, sociologists, and political activists in U.S. and Puerto Rican history. Go look this man's name up. Once again, Jose Celso Barbosa. Now we're getting ready for the Daily Dirt. Leonardo DiCaprio spotted with Regina Hall. One of my favorite actresses. Wait, is this like
hanging out?
DJ Automatic, is this the latest hot Hollywood couple? Don't move. The best gossip before the top of the hour.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Justin Timberlake gets on stage and says something so rude. Britney Spears fans, Janet Jackson fans, and Britney Spears herself are clapping back. And we're going to play the audio, see what you think about it. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, this and more. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays first.
Homie of the show, Mexican OT, celebrating his birthday. We also have Julia Fox and Chiquita celebrating birthday as well.
Okay, so Leonardo DiCaprio, Regina Hall, having an intimate dinner in North Hollywood.
Ooh la la.
This headline, I thought, okay, this is a new couple, right? And I mean, they're close. I open up the page and they're filming a movie.
It was clickbait.
Even better though.
I'm excited. Leonardo
DiCaprio, Regina Hall. I'm here for this, dog.
Oscar.
No chance of relationship. She's just way too old for him.
Man, when does this man go and date someone his own age?
Never. He's our generation's Jack Nicholson. He will never be married. He's just gonna turn into the ultimate dad bod and have 23-year-old girlfriends for the rest of his life.
What a goat.
Yes, sir.
All right, now let's talk about Justin Timberlake. He is going on tour, and to promote that, he was on SNL recently. Anthony A., you were backstage with JT.
Yes, and this boy is ready to come back. He's dancing. I'm not going to say he's bringing sexy back because that sounds a little too punny, but he is back in shape and ready to perform. He was kicking, screaming, dancing. It was amazing.
So no more pudgy JT?
No more pudgy JT. He's heard all the criticism. JT is ready to give you a show.
Well, he was giving a private show to a lot of women and said this.
I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize.
You know you got to appreciate that.
I think it's rude. I think he should have just let it go. Britney Spears just apologized to him for anything she might have written in her book.
She's trying to sell more books is what she was trying to do.
Well, he's trying to sell more concert tickets.
Damn. I mean, somebody needs to be there to consult his wife, Jessica Biel, and that might be me. You know, Jessica, I can't believe...
That's actually. I can't believe JT's doing to this to you again.
Yeah. Disrespecting you.
You should have found her backstage. Yeah,
remember when JT was holding that girl's hand out there? Feel like it's happened to you all over again.
Yeah, you just need a pudgy Latino man in your life.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hi, today's WTF story. There was an Amish family. They had their horse and buggy pulled up to Walmart. And someone stole it.
They got to be in New Mexico.
No, it was in Michigan. Witnesses told police that they saw a female suspect get into the back of the buggy and take off.
She must be well-versed in horses.
I guess.
How are the witnesses just going to look at it and not yell anything? Like, hey, that's not your buggy.
Say? I don't know.
You don't even have the outfit on.
Thief! Police recovered the buggy and the horse, both unharmed. Now, the woman was arrested at a nearby hotel and charged with larceny and larceny of livestock. Two felonies.
She rode the buggy to the hotel.
On a whole other note, I saw a bunch of Mormons at a bus stop the other day. I thought they were supposed to take buggies.
Oh. Mormons and Amish, two different religions.
Oh, wait, that's what I meant, Amish. I got my religions mixed
America.
Up. All right, well, I didn't get this mixed up. There's a woman in Manchester, New Hampshire, who fell inside of a dumpster. Then the garbage truck shows up. Garbage truck picks up the dumpster, throws it in the back with her in it.
No!
They start compacting the trash.
Oh my God.
This woman inside of the dumpster?
They compact it four times. They finally hear her screaming. So they go to pull her out. No scratches, nothing. She's fine.
Oh, thank God.
Gosh.
She's a real life Oscar the Grouch.
She really is. She must be a little Mexicana like me. She couldn't get out of
there. Well, actually, she's from UK. So
no, she's from New Hampshire. That's New Hampshire.
Oh, okay. All right.
I know it doesn't really come up in the news much, but it's right here in the U.S.
Good old New Hampshire. All right. Well, from New Hampshire to Kentucky, where Kentucky is inviting aliens to visit Kentucky before they go anywhere else.
Why?
The Kentucky Travel Organization has shined a infrared beam up to the sky. Now, this will be the first thing you see as you descend down into Earth, and they're just inviting the aliens to come out and check out, quote-unquote, the best place on Earth, Lexington, Kentucky.
I've DJed in Kentucky a few times. It is not the best place on Earth, best representation of the world.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC Chicken, that's good. Come on.
Get into aliens some buckets right away.
Jack
Harlow. They're done.
Kentucky Derby.
Oh, okay.
And a shot of bourbon.
Why bourbon?
Well, because then they'll believe that Kentucky is the best place on Earth.
Okay.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.